From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
This is Alan Cairns saying hello to you and welcome to Let the Bible Speak. We're spending 2 weeks of our programs on Colossians chapter 1 verse 14. On the subject of redemption through Christ's blood. We finish the first of those weeks today, and in the will of the Lord, return to the same text in Monday's broadcast. I trust the Lord has been blessing these messages to you, and I trust that He has been instructing and encouraging and edifying your soul. If you're not a Christian, I trust that the Lord will use the Word to enlighten your mind to show you what a glorious thing redemption is, and to give you a heart to seek after Christ. And of course, if we can help you to Christ, we are here as your servants for Christ's sake, and would count it a tremendous privilege, as we have had with other people, to be able to point you Christward. We cannot save you, but thank God we know the One who can. Now, before we turn to God's Word, we start with our daily devotional, which today comes from Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 6, on the subject constant consultation, that is, with the Lord. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. In the ordering of his affairs, the believer works in coalition with God. It wasn't always so. Since mankind's fall in Adam, sinful man acts in submission to a will controlled by sin. As Romans 6:20 tells us, ye were the servants or slaves of sin. Those who have come to Christ have, by the power of God, been renewed in their will. The Christian is set free from the dominating power of sin. Romans 6:18, being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Now, the true child of God, as he plans and executes his ways, freely and frequently consults with the Lord. Regeneration has made him free from the dominion of sin. He now has a will that desires submission to God. Such submission requires an acknowledgement of Christ as Lord over all our ways. The decisions of life will be ours, but the directions will be His. Consultation in all matters is therefore necessary. The means of consultation are the Word of God and prayer. By the diligent use of both means, we are guided by the Holy Spirit according to the mind of Christ. As we seek earnestly the mind of God in prayer and in the study of His Word, we acknowledge His wisdom and His power and His abiding concern for the well-being of His people, even in the smallest matters of life. Those who ask for direction in all their ways are promised it. He shall direct or keep straight thy paths. Very often the main roads of life are straightforward, like the highways that we travel. It is on the paths that we can get lost. The guidance given by God does not consist of mere vague generalities. No, as Psalm 37:23 tells us, the steps, that is, each stride, the steps of a good man are ordered or made sure by the Lord. Our thought for today is from John Calvin. The Lord does not shine upon us except when we take His Word as our light.
Lord,
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, I have mentioned a useful little tool that we have produced to help Christians with their Bible study. Now, any pastor will tell you that one of the most frequently made requests that he receives from people is for help in studying the Bible. Another very frequent request is for help in establishing a real prayer life. In fact, most Christians will confess that for them, these are the two most important and yet most difficult aspects of the Christian life. Bible study and prayer must always go together. Solid Bible study will be an immeasurable help to your prayer life. With that in mind, we have produced a pamphlet titled The Ten Commandments of Bible Study. Now, they're not really commandments, more guidelines to tell you how to read and get the most out of the Bible, chapter by chapter. When you follow these guidelines, you will have a body of material from each chapter that will form the basis for your approach to God. Let me give you an example. The very first thing to look for in every chapter you read in the Bible is, what does it teach me about God? Look carefully and write down the results. Then as you come to pray, you approach God. You worship and praise Him, not in mere trite or empty phrases, but as you have just found Him in His Word. In this way, your praying is linked to your Bible study, and it's always fresh. The same holds good throughout all 10 guidelines. So I highly recommend that you write or call us and ask for your free copy of the 10 Commandments of Bible Study. It's yours for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is LTBS@freepres.org. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-866-877-LTBS. 1-866-877-5827. We look forward to hearing from you, and we'd be happy to send you the Ten Commandments of Bible Study. And I trust that you will find it an answer to prayer and the best means that you have yet discovered to help you in the study of the Word and in the private place of prayer. As we turn back to Colossians chapter 1, verse 14, for the last of this week's studies in this great text on such a wonderful redemption that we have in union with Christ and in the merit of His precious blood, we would, I think, do well to keep in mind the general outline of this week's studies. We have looked at the essence of redemption. We have looked at the elements in redemption, and the experience of redemption. And the final point will be the expectation of redemption, for it's a word that carries in it implications for the immediate and for the remote future. However, today we start by restating the truth of forgiveness and show the glory of the full release from the debt of sin that we have in Christ. And from that, we will go on to see that the future, therefore, of the people of God is fully and eternally secured. The word forgiveness has the idea of a release, but it's a release of all debt. That, again, in Leviticus 25, was part of the idea of the year of release, the year of redemption, the Jubilee year. There was a total forgiveness of all indebtedness. Our indebtedness to the law of God and to the God of the law
was great. But again, Jesus paid it all. We're free from debt. Understand this. This is talking now about not our obligation in upright character to live in obedience to the Word of God. Certainly that continues. This is talking about the obligation of a soul to make payment for past sins and to purchase a way to glory. Listen, he's saying there's nothing to pay. There's nothing to pay. We have forgiveness. Now I want you to step back there and just let that sink in. Because now we come to something that's very, very personal. And sometimes that's very, very sore. There's nobody here this morning but that has a past. Now I'm going to tell you something about yourself. And I know it because I know myself. You're not the person that everybody thinks you are. There are things that you look back on with utter shame and self-loathing. I wish I could change that. And then comes the thought, well, you know, I'm among people who are all so good, and yet I think of me. And I'm so different. The devil's lie. So often you go through life with the long, dark, grotesque shadows of the past thrown across your pathway. They bring coldness, they bring fear, they bring shame, and they take away the joy and the power of vital godliness. I want you to stand in front of this text today. In Christ we have redemption. Even the forgiveness, the release. Could I put it very colloquially? God, through Christ, has forever let go of your past. God forever, through Christ, has forever let go of your sin. It's gone. Now, as children, I'm sure it was true in the States, but certainly it was true of us in Northern Ireland. As children, we used to sit in the children's meeting singing the little chorus, "Gone, gone, gone, all my sins are gone. Buried in the deepest sea, that is good enough for me. All my sins are gone." That's what he's saying. We have forgiveness. Freedom. Forgiveness. Aye, but there's a fullness here, because redemption always brings restoration. I've spoken a little about our reinstatement into the full inheritance, but I want you to understand this is not theory just, this is not theology just, this is reality. We are restored. In other words, when Jesus Christ, our kinsman redeemer, redeems us out of the slave market, it's to bring us unto himself and into himself and into all that's in Christ. We are now servants of God. slaves of grace, possessors, as we'll see as we get into the meeting tonight, possessors of the fullness of this redemption. There's a fullness. I'm tempted to turn to a few other scriptures because this idea of fullness is one of the most important in all Paul's writings. If I go on in Colossians long enough, none of us may be alive. It would take so long maybe to get there, but we find here in Colossians he's dealing with the idea of fullness. It's a huge theme for Paul. Christians are not meant to be running always on empty. Think of circumstances. Paul was whipped, he was beaten, he was stoned, he was left for dead. He was imprisoned, he was cursed, he was opposed, he was betrayed. He suffered in his body. That suffering was so much it was the messenger of Satan to buffet him, but he accepted it as a gift from God to sanctify him. Look at all the circumstances culminating in that awful, awful, awful statement to the shame of the early church, at least a large part of it. And my first answer, no man stood with me. And yet when you look at Paul, you read about him, you see him in action, with all these things against him, he never ceases to live in the fullness of his salvation. See, there is such a thing as walking on the water of this world's circumstances with Christ. Peter walked on water. Oh, I know he began to sink, but Peter walked on water. And it takes the same grace as we're going through the circumstances of life with the winds and the waves buffeting us to walk on the top of them. Not because we're superhuman, but because we have a full and glorious salvation in Jesus Christ. And I will only mention the fact that the fourth element in redemption regards the future. Because redemption looks back to where we were. It speaks a lot of where we are. But it reminds us this is not the final stage. It's looking forward to what we will be and where we will be. Redemption carries a pledge. In fact, speaking of redemption in Ephesians 1:14, the Holy Ghost is said to be the earnest of our inheritance. The pledge of that inheritance. And all I'll say this morning is, the pledge is simply this, that what the Lord Jesus Christ has gained for his people is irreversible. It's irreversible. We'll deal with this a little more fully later. But for now, let's just take this simple truth. We have redemption. And redemption secures our future. Redemption secures our future. It's as impossible for one whom Christ has redeemed perish eternally as it is for Christ himself to perish. Just as impossible. He secures our future, as we see tonight, in union with his own person. What a security. What an absolute certainty. In the will of the Lord, we return to Colossians 1:14 tonight. But I trust that you've learned a little of a tremendous term. What's involved in it? And that now we have got the foundation laid, we'll be able to proceed into this wondrous statement that in the Son of God's love, we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Let's bow together in a word of prayer. Let us all pray. Father in heaven, we do thank Thee for our kinsman redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, what a glorious thing that He, by an act of sovereign grace, came into the world made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem us who were under the law. How we thank Thee, our God, that He became bone of our bone, flesh of our flesh, true possessor of our humanity, yet without sin. Our God and Father, we thank Thee and praise Thee today for such a Redeemer. We thank Thee for such a redemption. And our God and Father, we pray Thee this day that Thou wilt truly take our praise, and then let the thought of this redemption so fill our hearts and minds that we will live in the very fullness of Jesus Christ and all that we have and are in Him. We pray for those who are not saved. Oh God, have mercy. Only Thou art able to regenerate. Only Thou art able to bring the darkened souls to life, or to light, and the deadened souls to life. Lord, we pray that Thou wilt do it. God, have mercy. And grant that those who have come into the meeting without Christ will go out rejoicing in this glorious testimony. So hear our prayer. Part us with Thy blessing, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. Be our portion today and evermore. We pray these things, giving Thee our thanks. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now, that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying, thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.